Welcome! You're listening to Information and Conversation about Network Marketing, where you become an industry insider. You'll learn the skills, strategies, insights, and step-by-step techniques you need to get on the fast track to network marketing success. And now your host, entrepreneur, author, coach, and network marketing enthusiast, Dale Moreau.
Welcome, welcome everyone. This is Dale Moreau, your friendly host with the most in tips, tricks, strategies, and techniques for making network marketing work for you. And today's podcast is number 23, The Power of a Story to Mold People's Wills to Your Own. Now, before I get started, I want to apologize for not having a podcast last week. I was busy in a men's bathroom at McDonald's where I met three guys. Now, did you notice how your ears perked up with that introduction about stories? Well, people are programmed with wanting to know more about what happens in a story. Now, I did not actually meet three men in a bathroom, but it got your attention because all of a sudden it got interesting. I was actually away on a retreat for my church. Well, the power of a story can change people's minds and influence them in ways that other means of communication cannot. In fact, the power of a story is the most powerful communication device that you can use to mold the world to your will. Tell a story and people will remember the story. They will remember all the facts about it. Now, how many of you out there have given a presentation on your network marketing business and had all these facts in them? Well, people won't remember the facts unless you put them in a story. For instance, when I got started in network marketing, I was in debt to the tune of $200,000 and was searching for a way out quickly. I tried investments in the stock market, buying into real estate and insurance, and was a medical coder only to find none of these avenues for making money were going to help me get out of debt. And I found in network marketing 2008 and worked for 3 to 5 years before I found the magic formula for making money in it. Now, notice I did not finish that story, but it should have created enough intrigue for you to want more. Well, I promise you that you will remember that story before you will ever remember the list of facts of a flip chart or PowerPoint presentation. Now, there are 3 points to make about stories. Number one, it's not about what you say, but about what the people remember. Number two, you need to have a good story about every one of your products and every part of your compensation plan. And number three, you need a good story because it is the only way to overcome objections. So let's go through these one by one. Number one, it's not about what you say, but about what people remember. So, you can tell little stories where people can get it. Let me show you how the power of a story can influence a person. How many of you have a prospect who is negative? Well, I'd say most of us feel that's an easy one. That's all your family members and friends, right? Well, the easiest way to sponsor a negative prospect is to make them positive. And the easiest way to make them positive is to change their beliefs. And changing their beliefs, however, is difficult unless you have skills. And one of these skills to change belief is with a story. A short story can quickly change somebody's beliefs and change their mind. So you have your brother-in-law who says, "Nope, I will never do network marketing." Well, how do you change his beliefs on that when he says it's a pyramid scheme, it's illegal? Now, most people will tell your brother-in-law that you have a big corporation like Ford Motors, which has a CEO at the top and all the workers below him at the bottom are making the guy at the top all the money while the people at the bottom make diddly squat. That's a pyramid scheme, right? You have a product, and that makes it not a pyramid and makes it legal. Well, what's going to happen to your brother-in-law? Well, his eyes are going to glaze over, and I can promise you, you're not going to change his beliefs on that one. But let me tell you a story. We have a grocery stores around here, right? Well, you go to the grocery store and buy stuff. And the grocery store has a loyalty card for you to fill out. Now, where I live, it's called a hero card. And if you fill it out and have it stamped every time you shop at the store, they will give you extra bonus points to apply for discounts at the store or maybe even to take a free trip. So I go to the grocery store and I buy a Diet Coke and 100 bars of Hershey's chocolate. Now, I pay for it and leave, and you are right behind me in line. You buy a Diet Coke and 100 bars of Hershey's chocolate. You pay for it too, but you show your hero card, and they give you some bonus points and discounts and points to apply for a trip to Hawaii. Now, we both did the exact same thing. We both got Diet Cokes and Hershey's chocolate bars, but you got extra bonus points because you had a hero card, and eventually you can go to Hawaii. And that's how network marketing works. But the grocery store says, wait a minute, you know what? We like that you are loyal to us and shop here, but would you tell some of your friends about this store and the bonuses you got with your hero card? You can tell your friends about it, and we will give them a hero card, and when they shop here, we will give them bonus points, and so that they can also go to Hawaii. And every time that your friends buy stuff here, we're going to give them bonus points, and we'll give you a few extra bonus points so that you too can go to Hawaii quicker. And what are you going to say? You're going to say, sure, I will. Well, how many of you listeners now understand how network marketing works? And can you relate to the grocery store? And can you relate to the getting a bonus point by having a hero card? And you can relate to it because I told it in a story that makes you pay attention. Now, number two, you need to have a good story about every one of your products and every part of your compensation plan. Now, when you give a presentation at your home meetings, just give a series of stories for 20 minutes. No more than 20 minutes, but for 20 minutes with each one covering each point about your business presentation. Have a story about the products. Have a story about the different bonuses in the compensation plan. And at the end of 20 minutes, here is what people will be saying. I got it. I can do that. I can even do a presentation with stories. They will remember the story. So how many people listening today would like to start using stories in your business instead of flip charts and PowerPoint presentations that people actually don't listen to? And if you want to help your distributors get over the fear of talking to strangers or public speaking, you must show them how to tell a story. And telling a story will dissipate all fears of speaking before the public or before strangers, and it will dissipate rejection. And I can prove it to you. If I were to ask you about how you got to a network marketing home meeting, you will probably tell me about it. You can say, well, I left the house and backed out of the driveway. I backed over the cat. Now, I never did like the cat. It was my neighbor's. I started driving down here, and the traffic was murderous. I was pulled over the side of the road because this policeman wanted to visit me. He pulled me over and gave me a memento for driving. Then I came to this home meeting. I could not make a left or right turn, so I had to go around in circles 3 or 4 times before landing in the front yard and the smack dab middle of a rose bush garden to get here. That's how I got to this home meeting for network marketing. Well, people are going to be saying, what's happened next? What happened next? and they're going to lean forward with wanting to know more about what went on in the story because it instantly creates interest. And I'm going to ask you to give yourself a bit of a speech, and I'm going to ask you to give a speech on how you join network marketing. And you can do that in less than a minute. So you might tell a story like this. Well, this guy came over to the house and said, if you want your children back, you ought to join. And I talked it over with my wife, and we had pros and cons about it, and we decided to go for it. We decided our kids were worth it. And we got started and went to these meetings and found out there were products involved. Now, you see how easy it is to tell a story about how you joined the business. Did you forget any facts when telling that story? No, because you know what comes next. You are familiar with the facts, and it is your story to tell. And you can tell a story even about your products. For instance, you can say, you know, I tried this sizzling, hot, melt-your-fat tea one day, and I noticed how my Dunlap disease was cured. My belly, which had Dunlapped over my belt, was no longer lapping because my middle-aged spread wasn't spreading anymore. Well, that's a story that you can remember about your products. And that's a lot better than telling them about diosephine sulfates and proteins and all these little enzymes that make up the product. Number three, overcoming objections with stories. How many people listening have had the prospect tell you that they'd like to think it over? Do you ever think it over? Do you ever think that they will think it over? No, they will forget you from the minute your butt is out of sight with them. When someone says, I need to think it over, what can you say to help change their beliefs? Well, you could say, you know, any three-year-old can see it as a good opportunity. Do you have a problem with that? Well, I would not advise that argument. It will not build rapport. Or you could say, you know, my mother didn't raise any dumb kids. How about you? No, don't go there either. What part of the presentation did you not understand? Let's go over it again. Let's think it over now while my brilliance is still here with helping you to answer questions. Let me pull you back so that I can close you. Again, not such a good idea. So here's how to deal with this objection about needing time to think it over. First place, agree with them. Say, great. Think it over. Take all the time that you want. What will happen when you do that? You will build instant rapport just by agreeing with them. They will not feel obligated by letting them off the hook, by you letting them off the hook. And the next sentence, but. Now that's important. But can you do me a favor? What do you think they might say to the question, can you do me a favor? They're going to say, sure I can, because they are programmed to say sure. So we hear a prospect say, I would like to think it over. I'll get back with you later. And you say, great, think it over. Take all the time you want, but can you do me a favor? Tomorrow morning when you get up and go to work and go out to your car at 7 a.m. and just before you put the keys into the ignition of your car, could you just ask yourself this one little question? Ask yourself, do I really want to leave the family at 7 a.m. and drive down the highway with fighting all this traffic? And is this really the car of my dreams? That's all that you need to ask yourself when you get up tomorrow morning. Would you do that for me? Sure, they will say, because they are programmed to say sure. Well, they get up the next morning and they wake up and they go out to their car at 7 a.m. and open the door. And just before they put the keys in the ignition, what are they going to be thinking about? Do I really want to be leaving my family at 7 a.m. in the morning and commuting to work with fighting all this traffic? And is this 2000 Ford Explorer with the doors hanging off really the car of my dreams that I want to carry my kids around in? And the next morning afterwards, what else do you think they'll be thinking about? They will be thinking about the same thing. They will be thinking about what you said and how much more enticing it is for them than what they are doing now with the same routine over and over again. And they will be thinking of you and your opportunity. Now, I hope you enjoyed this podcast about the power of a story. And I want to thank you listeners for taking time out of your day for this podcast. And I invite you to join with me in building an empire with network marketing. Email me, dale@dalemoreau.net. That is dalemoreau.net. And you can find more tips and tricks about how to make network marketing work for you at my blog, dalemoreau.net. Dale Moreau, your host with food for thought and insights into network marketing and making it work for you, signing off, hoping to see you on the better side of success.
You've been listening to information and conversation about network marketing with Dale Moreau. For more tips and tricks and to enroll in one of Dale's elite coaching and training programs, visit dalemoreau.net. Whether you're learning the basics or refining your niche skills, you'll find the tools and resources you need to become a network marketing leader. Thanks for tuning in. See you again next time.